So Kirby, what coming year are you expecting out of Isaiah Crowell?
Nothing short of a spectacular year. He's worked extremely hard here during training camp. He has all the physical tools, and we think that his work ethic and his attitude about how he approaches his job every day should lead to a really special season for him.
How much how improved is the run blocking this year when you had J.C. Treader and Zeitler and now you got Coleman and
I think you've added two players who are at the top of their positions in the National Football League, and anytime you add that to your offensive line, you've improved. And so we expect it to be quite a bit of jump and improvement this year.
Matthew Days has been a player that has really flashed here in camp. He and Duke also, though, kind of seem like similar players. Could you kind of flesh out maybe what's the difference between those two guys and also what you're seeing from Matthew?
Well, the first thing that jumps off is the experience factor. Duke's been doing this now going on 3 years, so that's a huge advantage in terms of the execution, the knowing of your assignment, your position, and the adjustments that come along with that. We think Matt's got some similar qualities. He is a three-phase player, is a runner, pass protector, and a pass receiver. So the similarities are there, but the experience is the biggest factor right now.
What makes Duke such a special player in terms of his receiving ability?
He's a playmaker, and when you go in his past and look at things from college to high school, he's always been a playmaker, and that's what you always preach to your guys, just play hard. Play hard until the playmakers make their plays, because they always do. And there's a certain amount of things we expect from Duke each and every Sunday. And so far today, he's never been a disappointment. He's always been there to make plays for us.
Do you hope to get him more touches this year than he had last season?
Well, it's all in the flow of the football game. A lot depends on that, the score, the dynamics of field position. A lot of things play into factor in terms of how many touches each player will receive in a game. But he is one of our better playmakers, and we expect him to touch the football a lot this season.
In his third year, can you flesh out what the experience means? So he's been around for 2 years already. What can he do in his third year that might not have been in his arsenal the first 2 years?
We expect him to make that jump in terms of understanding defenses better, understanding how to set players in one-on-one, what to expect during game planning, and all of those things improve with experience. And that's what he's bringing back to the table this year. He's done it now 2 times, in addition to being in the same system. Year 2 will dramatically increase his ability to make more plays.
Did he talk to you from time to time about his touches being down from his first year to his second year? I don't know. Seem that could be frustrating to a guy who likes to have the ball.
I've never coached a running back who was happy with his touches. They always want more. That's all they ever think about was the last run, the next run, and then when are you going to throw me the ball? So he's no different than anyone else. They all want to touch it as much as they can.
You've been coaching a while, and you just kind of mentioned it, but how much can being in the same system for a second year help not just Duke but any player?
Well, you understand your job better. You understand the little nuances that come along with it, the adjustments, how do you change, what the adjustments are, what to expect. And I think all players make the biggest adjustment in their second year. The third year is within the system, pass protection, and then understanding how to adjust when things aren't just perfect the way you researched it and what the evidence says. Now you have to adjust, and that's what experience gives you, the quicker ability to adjust to things that you haven't prepared for.
And then going back the other way, when you have to teach guys a new system over and over, how much is that a detriment to having the whole offense?
Well, now you're starting to have to coach every single play again, because any slight difference, now that guy's not seeing it because he doesn't have the experience. So you're kind of behind when you have a young guy that's playing a lot because he's not seeing as much.
When you say Crowell has all the physical tools, you kind of think back to when he wasn't drafted, and there are various reasons for that, I guess. But I guess one of the questions that leaves going through the years is he as talented as the upper-tier backs? What do you say to flesh out the idea that he does have the skills of the upper tier backs?
Physically, he's gifted physically. And he has what all the really good ones have, the special ones. He's got the great vision, the outstanding instincts, and the ability to change directions, you know, are on par with anyone in this league. So the physical tools are there. The work ethic arrived last year, and this year he's just taking it to another level because he's hungry. And when someone's hungry and they want something so bad, that's what you see. You see a guy that plays desperate because they want something so bad.
Does that translate into 5 yards a carry? Last year I think it was 4.9, was skewed a little bit by the 185-yard run. Is he a five-yard carry back?
Well, all those things, it's all relative because a guy can get a first down on second and two and get 3 yards, and he keeps doing that, and he's got a three-yard average, and one guy can come in, run the wrong way, and bust a 20-yarder, and it'll appear that he's got the great average and he's doing everything right, but the guy went the wrong way once. The second time he didn't hit the right hole, but he still got a 10-plus-yard average. So it's all relative, and it's within the yards, and you have to look at every read, every decision, every ball placement, and that's what's important, and that's what we count. It's not so much the yards per average. It's about doing the right thing with the football when it's in your hands.
Hughes talked about Hayes having a chip on his shoulder a lot. Is that something you've noticed from day one he's gotten here and how he's ran in practice?
I just think he's an angry guy. I mean, that's his mentality. That's his makeup. And when I first met him in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, he was angry. I mean, it's hard to make that guy smile, you know. But I think that plays right into his ability. He's always probably had a chip on his shoulder because of his size. And I think guys like that tend to carry that with them everywhere that they go.
How has Crowell's vision as a runner improved?
It's about understanding the defense, you know, of where each player is going to fit on their run responsibilities. And that comes with studying the game. Studying defense, of watching tape, and acquiring more knowledge as you watch about a certain defense. So I think he's improved in that area, and every year you can get better at that as a runner.